Some mother has said that when you repeat the mantra, your heart should be in it. Heart. Your heart should be in the sound. For example, when we say, Om Namo Bhagavate. Now, at that time in your consciousness, your heart should be so docile, so humble, so grateful. When you experience gratefulness, when somebody has saved my son, how grateful I am to the doctor.
Same gratefulness.
Not same. Million not times you multiply. Have that gratitude. So when you say Om Namo Bhagavate, Mother has said Om, the moment you speak Om, the divine becomes present. That is the power of the word Om. Now, this is a mantra given as it is by Vedic Rishis. So the moment you utter the word Om, the divine becomes manifest.
Yes.
Then Namo, when you surrender yourself to Him, with that gratitude I gave you, a million times gratitude, and then you make a prayer Bhagavate, the prayer is, let the divine become manifest. Bhagavate means let the divine become manifest. This is not the Sanskritic grammatical meaning of it, but Mother has given the meaning. So, let the divine be manifested. So, what you are doing is that you are offering yourself to the Supreme Divine. With utter gratitude, as if you can't exist. You are null and void. And then from that a cry comes, let the divine be manifested. O Lord, I submit myself entirely at thy feet, so that the divine be manifested. Divine can manifest when all the coatings of our consciousness are removed. What remains is divine. So, this is the meaning of this mantra, Om Namo Bhagavate. And this is a supreme mantra that Mother has discovered from the cells of the conscious, of the body. It is also a discovery. Now, for us it is very easy. But to arrive at that point where you can touch the cells, actually you can never experience the human body. The human body is touched somewhat when you have a pain. Otherwise, the human body, we are all the time in the clouds. Cloud of words, of colors, sound, this is ideas. These are the things in which we are involved. But to touch the real physical is the most difficult thing to meet. When we say the yoga of the cells of consciousness, we are not even qualified for it. Because to be able to reach that point of the cell, many layers have to be crossed. Then you can touch the self-consciousness. Then you can work on it. So that's why Mother said, without supramental consciousness, you can't even touch the cells. So out of that, we have got this mantra from the Mother's sadhana. And that's the great importance of this living sadhana in our own times. So when Mother said that the Vedic Rishis did 10,000 years of research to arrive at what is written in the Veda, And we don't even realize it. Actually, we, for us, there are only four books. But if you read even one word, Satyashchitra Shravastamaha, this is the description given of Agni. Agni is called Satyashchitra Shravastamaha. Now just analyze these four words. How do you arrive at these four words? How do you arrive at these four words? We just analyze it. It is first of all speaks of tama, tamaha. Tamaha means uttamaha. Tama also means darkness, but it is also, when we say uttama, there also the word tama is used, superlative. Unless an individual has arrived at superlative consciousness, the word tamas will not arise at all in the mind. The word excellence we use now, because we have reached a great deal of development, and now we speak of excellence. A culture has to develop to such an extent that you experience the peaks. So this is one word, tamaha. Then it says shravastamaha. What is shravastamaha? Shrava is hearing the sound. That is to say, there are sounds and sounds and sounds. And you should be able to hear the supreme sound. And that supreme sound is emanated from Agni. That is Agni. That is the description in the Veda. Agni is what? It is Satyashchitra Shravastama. The highest manifestation of the hearing is what is Agni. And it is Chitra. Chitra means varieties. Not one sound. It's a kind of orchestric Chitra. It is not only four dimensions, it is multi-dimensional, million dimensions. Million dimensions of consciousness reaching to the highest. It is as if a huge orchestra is being played before you, emanating from that. And Satya. It all bears no imagination in it. It manifests the truth. Satyashchitra Shravastamaha. This is the definition given of Agni in the Veda, in the fifth verse, in the Rig Veda. The very first loka sukta and the fifth verse gives you the definition of what is Agni. And it says, Kavikratu. It has got a sankalpa. Kratu means the inclination to act. That inclination to act comes from where? From Kavi. And Kavi is who? One who has seen the Supreme. So one who has seen the Supreme, as a result of which the action is impelled, and that impulsion bears the Supreme audition of the truth in its varied forms. That is the meaning of this one word. Now, how can anybody write such a sentence? It is not by imagination, you can't write.
It has to be experienced.
How much time you would have required to get this word? When people say Vedas are all abracadabra, it is because we are abracadabra.